news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
And if I can put a little plug in for tomorrow's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, a handful of changes coming into effect as of yesterday for fishing regulations in the state of Alabama. Tomorrow morning at 7, Director of Alabama Marine Resources, Scott Bannon, joins Mike Ward and me, and we'll talk about those in detail. That's 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, right before Prep Sports Report here at FM Talk 106.5. All right, good morning. Welcome to Mobile Mornings. You made it to a Friday. Dr. Bill's forecast, and look forward to the weekend on the way. And also, we'll check in with Dalton. News and sports. Do we do football again today?
We're talking football today.
Okay, just making sure. Football is still part of the mix.
I think it's a pretty good bet we're going to talk football probably every day from now through the Super Bowl.
I am a happy man. All right, we'll get right to it. Let's get started with the ride-in. Here's traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, accident-free conditions continue so far this morning as you're traveling from the 1065 split out towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore, northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland. Quiet and no problems downtown. For the tunnels across the Bayway, Daphne, Spanish Fort, you're clear as well. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing available or $4,000 in savings. Model 2554. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This hour of Mobile Mornings brought to you by Azalea Coffee Service, serving Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties. For a free month of coffee service, call Wayne 675-9178. Tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Call 675-9178. FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with scattered thunderstorms. Highs will be in the upper 80s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy again with scattered thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
Here we go, 608 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on a Friday. Glad to have you. Long River text lines open as well at 343-0106. Right now, Kelly has headlines.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The U.S. Supreme Court's refusal to hear an appeal means the state of Alabama may have to pay more than $1 million to lawyers for abortion clinics as a result of the state unsuccessfully attempting to ban what's known as common second trimester abortion procedures, dilation and evacuation. Last week, lawyers for abortion clinics said that they will seek to recoup $1 million in legal fees and nearly $24,000 in expenses. The state of Alabama is responsible for the plaintiff's fees after federal courts ruled the law unconstitutional. 3 years ago, the state sought to ban the abortion procedure. Clinics filed a lawsuit, and a judge ruled the ban unconstitutional. The U.S. Supreme Court, just last June, refused to hear the state's appeal. The lawsuit also successfully challenged a law blocking clinics near schools. Right now, there is an ongoing lawsuit challenging Alabama's attempt to ban abortions altogether. One arrest has been made in the shooting death of a Mobile teen, and this morning, police need your help to find two more people they believe are also involved. 17-year-old Tydarius Jones was shot and killed as he and a group of teenagers were on Rickerby Street back on July 30th. Mobile police need your help in locating 20-year-old Christine Edwards and 19-year-old Eric McCorvey Jr. Both are wanted for the shooting death of Jones, and both have active arrest warrants right now. 21-year-old Xavier Flake, he was arrested August 1st. He's been charged with murder and shooting into an occupied dwelling. If you have information on either of their whereabouts, you're encouraged to contact 251-208-7211. And remember, you can remain anonymous. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This information update brought to you by your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest. If you're looking for the highest quality CBD products in the industry, visit your CBD store of West Mobile at Hillcrest and Greelot for a full line of products for you and your pets. Your CBD store of West Mobile at Hillcrest and Greelot.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. An SUV police believe was involved in a deadly hit and run was found Thursday. This morning, police are still looking for the driver. The crash happened Tuesday night on Cervantes Street near the intersection of Pace Boulevard. Police say the speeding SUV hit a man attempting to cross the street on a cane. A man is in jail this morning charged with a murder that happened this week in 8 Mile. 25-year-old DeGasian McGrew is accused of killing 21-year-old George Lavrette. Lavrette was found shot to death Monday night in a car at the corner of Hiawatha Court in Indian Springs Drive. Mobile Fire Rescue is inviting the public to check out some new equipment. The department will debut 8 new fire engines and 2 ladder trucks. You can see the new trucks at 2 o'clock this afternoon at the Berger Fire Station in Theodore. And back-to-school savings can be found in Florida beginning today until midnight Tuesday. Clothes, shoes, accessories, and school supplies are all exempt from sales tax. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
Nappy time. Nappy time. That's right. You voted for all your favorite bars, restaurants, doctors, lawyers, musicians, artists, media folks, and politicos during the finals of LANYAP's 17th Annual Reader's Choice Awards. We received over 1 million votes.
1 million votes.
1 million
votes.
And then we counted and counted.
Count them again.
And then counted some more and more until the counting was done. And now in the new issue of LANYAP on stands now, we've revealed the winners of the 2019 Nappy Awards. Find out who our readers think is the best locally owned restaurant, all-around bar, politico, coffee shop, and of course all the others who scratched, climbed, and clawed their way to the very top. Also in this issue, you'll find all of the usual unusual news, commentary, cuisine, sports, and arts and entertainment coverage you've come to expect from the state's largest locally owned newspaper. So pick up a LANYAP today or head over to LANYAPmobile.com and become a digital subscriber and help keep Mobile and the Nappies funky.
Nappy time. Nappy time. That's right.
Get all of your lawn and garden questions answered.
When should I water it, night or during the day?
What's going to be the best kind of grass to plant if you're not going to irrigate water?
With Bill Finch and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday morning from 9 till 11, your personal yard consultant, Bill Finch, will teach you about gardening in our unique corner of the world.
I did not know that.
Press registered gardening columnist and director of the Mobile Botanical Gardens, Bill Finch, and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday mornings from 9 till 11.
Football is officially back.
Yeah.
An All-Pro center comes out of retirement, and the Babe Ruth World Series begins right here in Mobile later today. It's 6:14 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Denver Broncos beat the Atlanta Falcons 14-10 last night in the Hall of Fame game, the first preseason game of the 2019 NFL season. Broncos rookie Juwan Winfrey caught the game-winning touchdown pass from fellow rookie Brett Rypien with a minute and a half left in the game. Neither Atlanta's Matt Ryan nor Denver's Joe Flacco started or played in last night's game, but Broncos' second-round selection, Missouri quarterback Drew Locke, did get his first taste of NFL action. Locke completed 7 of 11 passes for 34 yards and rushed once for 6 yards. Next Thursday, 20 more NFL teams will take the field for their first preseason games of the season. In some NFL news from yesterday, former Carolina Panthers center Ryan Khalil retired following the 2018 season, but his retirement did not last long. Khalil's reportedly heading to the New York Jets after signing a one-year deal for $8.4 million. Khalil's a 5-time Pro Bowl selection and 2-time first-team All-Pro. He had retired after last season following a 12-year run with the Carolina Panthers. On the PGA Tour, Byung-Hun An and Sungjae Im each shot 8-under-62s on Thursday to share the lead after one round at the Wyndham Championship. Mackenzie Hughes, Rory Sabatini, Patrick Rogers, and Johnson Wagner are all tied for third, one stroke behind the leaders, with a group of 9 golfers tied 2 shots behind the leaders. The Wyndham Championship is the final PGA PGA Tour event before the FedEx Cup playoffs begin. Round two got started about 15 minutes ago this morning. In the major leagues yesterday, the Atlanta Braves beat the Cincinnati Reds 4-1 in a game shortened to 7 innings because of rain. Atlanta's Freddie Freeman hit a first-inning 3-run homer to put the Braves ahead early.
Ball hit deep toward left field. That ball is to the track. That ball is gone. Opposite field home run.
In the sixth inning, outfielder Adam Duvall hit a solo home run, his fifth homer in 6 games since Atlanta recalled him from the minor leagues.
And a high fly ball is hammered by Duvall. Did he do it again? He's done it again! Way out of here for Duvall!
Braves starting pitcher Max Fried only allowed 1 run in 6 innings for his 12th win of the season. In other games, JT Realmuto hit a 3-run homer, and the Philadelphia Phillies beat San Francisco 10-2. St. Louis shut out Chicago 8-0 to retake a 1-game lead in the NL Central Division race. And Will Smith hit a grand slam, his second straight game with a homer, leading the LA Dodgers past San Diego 8-2. In that win, Dodgers pitcher Clayton Kershaw passed Sandy Koufax for the 3rd most strikeouts in Dodgers history. In the American League, Garrett Cole allowed 1 run in 7 innings, leading Houston past Cleveland 7-1. Tampa Bay completed a 3-game sweep of the Boston Red Sox with a 9-4 win. Vlad Guerrero Jr. hit 2 home runs, and the Toronto Blue Jays beat Baltimore 11-2. In interleague play, Miami beat Minnesota 5-4 in 12 innings. The New York Mets shut out the Chicago White Sox 4-0, and Oakland beat Milwaukee 5-3. In the minor leagues, the Mobile Bay Bears were shut out 6-0 by the Jackson Generals in their road series opener. The Bay Bears have lost 5 in a row and 14 of their last 15 games. They'll try to end the streak tonight in Jackson, Tennessee. First pitch is at 6:05. In the 2019 Babe Ruth Baseball 16-18-year-old World Series, presented by the Mobile Sports Authority, begins today right here in Mobile. Most of the tournament will be played at Jacobs Field on the University of Mobile campus, but since Mobile is making history this year, one game tonight will be played at Hank Aaron Stadium. Beginning at 7 o'clock, they'll hold the opening ceremony festivities, followed by the Alabama Raw Dogs taking on the China team, and then a fireworks show at the Hank. It's the first time that China baseball has played a game in the state of Alabama, and the first time that China has competed in the 16-18 Babe Ruth World Series. The tournament will run through next Friday, August the 9th. For more information, visit BabeRuthWorldSeries.org. 6:18 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Cigar lovers of the Gulf Coast, Havana Rays Cigar Shop and Lounge has a marathon of a week for you. As we celebrate the grand opening, great events will be held daily beginning Thursday night at 6 through Sunday. Havana Rays will have special pricing on cigars and beverages, swag giveaways, craft beer and liquor tastings, live music, and as always, Daddy Ray's famous free Cuban cuisine. Football will be on all 6 TVs, plus more tastings and great deals all weekend long. Make your weekend destination Havana Rays Cigar Shop and Lounge, 2351 Airport Boulevard. Check out the full schedule of events at HavanaRays.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with scattered thunderstorms. Highs will be in the upper 80s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy again with scattered thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Not everyone shops the farmer's market, but if you want the freshest produce and the freshest bounty of the season, shop Allegri Farm Market in Daphne. Yes, fresh, meaning picked from their farm daily. You simply can't buy fresher than Allegri Farm Market, who brings you produce from their very own local farms, plus cheeses and butters and weekly specials, all from the friendly faces of your own community. Just off I-10 at Highway 181 and County Road 64. Open every day, 8 to 6, Sunday, 9 to 5. From their farm to your table, Allegri Farm Market.
Proving that, in fact, we all can't just get along.
You need to have your ticket punched, Bonbon. I'm going to be your worst nightmare.
So, would you say I would have the right to defend myself?
Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've got accident-free conditions so far from Airport Dolphin and Moffitt 65. No delays downtown from the tunnels and across the Bayway. For now, again, Daphne, Spanish Fork, all the way to Malbus and Loxley, looking good on the I-10. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area. They provide new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance. See them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 620, FM Talk 106.5. That's who we are, FM Talk 106.5. Not affected by the AT&T DirecTV blackout.
No.
Nothing, no issue for us.
No, they're not keeping us off the TV.
All right, just letting you know that. All right, 621, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Two new names being mentioned in the race for the congressional seat that U.S. Representative Martha Roby will vacate next year. State Representative Will Dismukes is a Republican from Prattville. He made his announcement of his candidacy on Thursday for the Republican nomination. Right now, he is serving in his first term in the legislature and is a businessman and minister. Jeff Coleman, a Dothan businessman, says he is also running for the seat. Coleman is the owner and operator of Coleman Worldwide, a global moving and storage company based in Dothan, and is the former chairman of the Business Council of Alabama. Just last week, Roby announced that she would not seek a sixth term representing the Central and Southeast Alabama District. Political insiders say expect to hear more names coming forward and announcing that they too are also interested in vying for the 2020 seat. More information this morning on the recent arrest of a 25-year-old man who the Mobile County Sheriff's Office believes is the person who shot and killed George Leverett III. On Wednesday, MCSO executed a search warrant at the Knollwood Apartments around 6 p.m., and that search led to the arrest of 25-year-old Dougasian McGrew. Leverett was killed back on July 29th of this year around the area of Indian Springs Drive in Hiawatha Court. McGrew is right now being charged with use and possession of drug paraphernalia, murder, forged instrument first, possession, forged instrument first, possession, forged instrument first, and possession, marijuana first. A possible motive for the crime has not yet been released. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
The ayes are 67, the nays are 28, and the bill is passed.
That's what it sounds like, that giant sucking sound that Ross Perot used to talk about. That's a giant sucking sound of money out of your wallet and your tax bill and the money we borrow from China as well. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, yes, the Senate, the austere body passed the budget debt deal. 67-28 vote. Senate gave final passage to a budget deal negotiated by the White House and congressional leaders from both parties. As I often tell you, when that happens, you should be worried. Mitch McConnell says it's a good deal.
This deal is an opportunity to do exactly that. This is the agreement the administration has negotiated. This is the deal the House has passed. This is the deal President Trump is waiting and eager to sign into law.
A little bit of a sounding like a hostage.
Yeah.
That is reading the demands of their captors there, but at least that's what it sounded like to me. But Mitch McConnell says this is the deal. You've heard other members of Congress say this is the best deal we can get. This is what we need to do. The president has said the same thing. But once again, this is just increased deficit spending.
Yeah. So wait, let me get this right. We looked at how much we're in debt and we lowered the debt limit yesterday, right? Is that what? No, exact opposite.
And a 2-year window before they have to ask again.
Mm.
So this makes it, something they don't have to deal with, the uncomfortable debt ceiling hike for another 2 years. Also, I know people say, oh, Sean's just going to his audio because he likes Rand Paul. I like Rand Paul because no matter who is in the White House, he says the same thing when it comes to deficit spending.
This may well be the most fiscally irresponsible thing we've done in the history of the United States.
Thank you. I'll leave it at that. And we'll have a little discussion about this coming up after 8 o'clock. Senator Doug Jones joins us. We'll ask the senator how he voted on that Senate budget vote yesterday and a whole bunch more when he joins us about 8:05 this morning. You got questions for the senator? You can always text those in to 343-0106, 343-0106, and we'll get them on the list when we talk to Senator Jones coming up after 8 o'clock. And also, speaking of national news and in Washington, the president talking about who's paying when it comes to tariffs.
Frankly, it hasn't cost our consumer anything. It costs China.
Yeah, it costs China. And
China had their wish. They'd wait till after the election. They'll pray that Trump loses, and then they'll make a deal with a stiff. somebody that doesn't know what they're doing.
All right, so what happens today? 10% tariff on $3 billion more in Chinese goods actually goes into effect September 1st. President Trump talked about this. He said, hey, the Chinese are just waiting to see what happens in 2020, and then they'll make the deal. Until then, I guess he's going to go forward with this $300 billion in tariffs. Now, these will be more of the consumer items. There have been, when this first started, the first set of tariffs were things that are... companies had to buy, but those prices would be factored in the end cost, right? Mm-hmm. These were, the American company makes a whatever widget, but they buy a component from China. Then it got a little bit bigger. This one is going to hit the consumer items, like what you're going to go buy at the store this weekend. Those kind of things from China, those prices are going to come up. Textiles, you know, that's going to come up as well. And it will probably be noticed. I would say this tariff hike will be noticed by more folks like us, just everyday consumers, than any of the tariff hikes before. And the president says these are going in, and they are live September 1st.
And a Chinese spokeswoman spoke about these tariffs yesterday, saying China will have to take necessary countermeasures to resolutely defend its core interests. We don't want to fight, but we aren't afraid to.
So there we go. So it moves on here, the tariff battle with China. And also, I'll do one of these don't you feel old now scenarios.
Okay. All right. Like
this
these.
These are out. This is from BuzzFeed. They put this list out. 15 pop culture moments from exactly 10 years ago.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm ready.
All right, so number one on their list, Black Eyed Peas' song, I Got a Feeling, topped the charts for the entire month of August. It spent 26 weeks at number one in 2009. Also, Emily Blunt and John Krasinski announced they were engaged. I don't even know who they are. That's how old I am.
Yeah, they're from The Office, that popular TV show, The Office.
Newly elected President Obama named Sonia Sotomayor to the Supreme Court. Michael Jackson's death was officially ruled a homicide. He died, he died in June of 2009.
Wow.
Also, director John Hughes, well, man, one of my favorites from 80s movies, died of a heart attack at age 59. Ted Kennedy lost his battle with brain cancer at 77. And also, Kourtney Kardashian announced she and Scott Disick, right?
I think that's right.
We're pregnant with their first child. They now have three. By the way, the third season of Mad Men premiered on AMC 10 years ago today.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Police are looking for two more suspects they believe shot and killed a teenager as they opened fire on a group of boys near Rickerby Park in Mobile. Investigators say Kristen Edwards and Eric McCorvey Jr. both have active warrants. 21-year-old Xavier Flake is already charged with murder in that case. He was booked into jail early Thursday morning. A woman accused of throwing a drink at Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz has pleaded guilty to the charges. Amanda Kondratiev pleaded guilty to assault. She admits throwing a drink at the congressman outside of a town hall meeting in Pensacola. Alabama's new vaping laws are now in effect. The Stringer Drummond Vaping Act was created by two Mobile County state representatives. The new law prevents the sale of vaping products to those younger than 19. It also requires vape shops to have a tobacco license, and it prohibits advertising for vaping products near schools or daycares. The 22nd annual professional rodeo is happening this weekend in Foley. It kicked off last night at the Foley Horse Arena. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG. News 5.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
Johnny's RV is now Johnny's premier boat and RV. The same trusted family-owned RV center that's been around for over 20 years offering Godfrey pontoon boats and hurricane deck boats. Now Johnny's is bigger than ever with hundreds of used RVs on the lot, over 50 that are under $10,000. Plus a full-time parts and service department to keep you on the road or in the water. Johnny's premier boat and RV supercenter, Highway 90 and Theodore, just a mile west of I-10, exit 15A. Johnny's, home of the sweet deal.
Champy's Fried Chicken in Daphne has everything to make your taste buds dance. Champy's has fresh hand-rolled hot tamales, homemade sides, fresh farm-raised catfish, awesome chicken tenders, salads, fresh cooked-to-order fried chicken, and don't forget about our fully stocked bar while watching your favorite game on one of our many TVs. Hey, your friends are here, so come join us at Champy's Famous Fried Chicken in Daphne on Highway 98, open 7 days a week.
It's the Flashback Sale at Mattress Firm. We're celebrating the year we were founded with a special price from 1986. A flashback price of $169 on a new Sleepy's Queen mattress. Plus, get up to $400 off throwback deals on beds. And Wednesday through Sunday, take home a free adjustable base with a purchase of just $599. But hurry in, these awesome blasts from the past savings won't last forever. Your budget stretches further at Mattress Firm.
Restrictions apply, valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
With planned tariff hikes on Chinese goods, new 10% tariffs will become effective September 1st. The U.S. formally withdraws from the 32-year-old landmark arms control treaty signed with Russia. Accused of not being in compliance, the U.S. will reportedly begin testing new missiles next week. Robert F. Kennedy's granddaughter, Saoirse Kennedy Hill, died yesterday at the family home in Hyannisport, Massachusetts. Correspondent Jean Casares reads from a family statement.
Her life was filled with hope, promise, and love. She cared deeply about friends and family, especially her mother, Courtney, her father, Paul, her stepmother, Stephanie, and her grandmother, Ethel, who said, "The world is a little less beautiful today."
Saoirse Kennedy was 22. Hours ahead of the opening bell, Dow futures are lower. I'm John Trout.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. General Motors posted better-than-expected Q2 earnings as strong North American truck sales helped offset an ongoing slump in China. Its stock hit a 52-week high at one point, but closed the day fractionally lower. Sprint, Restaurant Brands International, and Noble Energy among the businesses opening their books today, but Big Oil is in focus before the market opens when both ExxonMobil and Chevron report second-quarter earnings. Investors will be looking closely for guidance on cash return to shareholders and results from refining. Recent months have seen Chevron gain about 3% and Exxon lose 6%. Oil prices had their worst day in more than 4 years, plunging 8% after President Trump tweeted the U.S. will put an additional 10% tariff on $300 billion of Chinese products, much of them on consumer goods that'll hit Americans' pocketbooks hard. The buoyant market deflated immediately. A 300-point gain on the Dow evaporated, and the index closed another 280 points lower. Futures are pointed toward a lower market open as well. That's Your Money Now.
Baseball season is in full swing.
Popcorn. Get your popcorn.
It's a good thing Matt secured his denture with Super PolyGrip. Now he can enjoy the snacks as much as the game.
PolyGrip.
Hey, how are you? So great to see you.
It's that time of year when the family meets up.
Hi, come on. Get together, guys. Family photo.
It's a good thing Jack cleans his denture with Polident so he can enjoy the whole day with confidence.
Polydent.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Feinbaum, the best in sports talk. Call of the day.
What is your definition of fake news?
Fake news is reporting fake news.
Brilliant.
There was a time when people thought the Earth was a level plain between two mountains that were set there to hold up the sky, and that the stars were lamps hung from that sky.
The sports you love to talk about. Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5. Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
6:35, FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, lay it out. It's a Friday. We've got a weekend ahead of us, and it's August. All those things mean what?
Means more humidity.
Okay.
Yeah, we're into August now, and that's certainly a month that the humidity levels are high, and it just seems like the summer will never end. But we've got partly cloudy skies today and a good chance for thunderstorms this afternoon. We did pick up a little bit of rain at the airport yesterday, 0.17, and we could do a little better than that today with the thunderstorms developing in the early afternoon. Possibly we may see a few develop late this morning. As I mentioned, it's going to become more humid, and all the way through the weekend and into next week. But as for today, the high temperature should be near 90 degrees. We might make it to 90, but the heat index will be over 100, most likely anywhere from 100 to 102 this afternoon. Now, tonight, partly cloudy. You may see an isolated evening thunderstorm or two, and a low of about 72 degrees at daybreak. As for the weekend, be partly cloudy for Saturday and Sunday, with a good chance for afternoon thunderstorms. That should keep temperatures around 90 degrees. And then as we get into next week, very good chance for thunderstorms on Monday with a high near 90. And we settle into typical August weather for Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, with partly cloudy skies, afternoon thunderstorms, and highs of around 90 to 92 degrees.
All right, Dr. Bill, what about the tropics? What are you watching?
Now, we're really developing sort of a parade now of tropical waves out on the Atlantic. The one that is now closest to the Caribbean, although still quite a distance away, that has the potential of growing into a tropical depression over the next few days. It's headed in a west-northwest direction and most likely will eventually affect Puerto Rico and then possibly into the Bahamas next week. So that one we certainly want to watch because it could become a named storm. And then after that, there are two more tropical waves, one out over the eastern Atlantic, one coming off the African coast. Earlier in the week, late last week, we were looking at a tropical wave that was moving across the northeastern Caribbean. That basically fell apart, but it is producing quite a few thunderstorms right now over the Florida Peninsula.
All right, Dr. Bill, and we are not at the peak or anything, but we're starting to get in that time of year when you talked about that parade coming across the Atlantic. This is the busy season.
This is the busy part now as we start to move into August, and of course doesn't reach its peak till the middle of September. And in just a couple of weeks, we will see an anniversary in the tropics, and that is 50 years ago. Hurricane Camille struck the Mississippi coast in mid-August, so we're approaching that 50th anniversary.
Hey, Doc, just a side note there on Camille. We talk about Camille and how deadly Camille was here in our neck of the woods in the northern Gulf Coast. Was it just the intensity of Camille? The question would be, if Camille struck today, knowing what we know and people evacuating and those kind of things, do you think that the death toll would be what it was back in the late 60s?
The death toll, if using the current methods of getting people out and communication, is really superb in getting people away from the coast. That death toll would have been much lower because I think approximately 30 to 32 people died in one apartment complex. And that was a big factor.
Weren't they having a
Camille
party?
Camille was a Category 5 hurricane.
The story, if I remember, they were having a hurricane party there in that apartment complex?
Yeah, the Richelieu Apartments on the Mississippi coast. And, yeah, they had a hurricane party, and the whole complex was destroyed. And but the Camille was a very small hurricane, but extremely powerful.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll talk more about this coming up in just a little bit.
Okay, John.
Staff meteorologist and tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams. Yeah, you see that, Camille, one of those just deadly, deadly hurricanes. And still, I know stories from folks about what it was like during Camille, obviously a few years before my time. But I look at things like that, Category 5 storm, but knowing what we know now, you know, if you try to compare storm by storm, sure, the winds can be the same and you can measure those, but the loss of life and property may be less in today. Building reinforcements that mm-hmm. we do today, we didn't do back then, and people getting the heck off the beach, right?
We know about them. Get off the beach. We all know about them now, you know, days away before the storms hit our shores, but I'm thinking even further back, you know, before people kept records
of these storms. Galveston storm of 18... oh my gosh, is it 68? One of these very deadly storms. And that was, they had gotten some warning from ships at sea or something that there, something was brewing out there, but they had no idea, and it just wiped out. Like Galveston in the entirety got wiped out.
I can't imagine, like, not knowing that a Cat 4 or Cat 5 hurricane's about to slam into the beach, slam into your city. I mean, that would just be unreal. I'm so thankful for technology and for meteorologists like our own staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, who let us know about this stuff far, far in advance.
I like it a lot. All right, 640 coming right back. We'll check the ride in. Kane's got our traffic.
Want to learn about kayak fishing? Well, Yellowhammer Fishing is giving you that chance for free. Learn all about kayak fishing Saturday, August 3rd at the Bayou Labatry Kayak Classic Tournament. Yellowhammer Fishing Kayak will answer your questions and show you just how fun and personalized kayak fishing can be. August 3rd from 9 to noon in Bayou Labatry. Take advantage of the Yellowhammer Fishing Kayak sale going on now with $100 off select demo kayaks and carbon fiber paddles starting at $75. Yellowhammer Fishing Kayaks in Theodore on Facebook or call 533-1830.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know that life insurance rates are near record lows? If you own life insurance or are thinking of buying any, why spend more than you have to? Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped literally millions of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how they do it. They monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand-name life insurance companies you trust so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. 20 and 30-year rates are also available. And don't forget to ask them about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you outlive your policy. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote. Call 1-800-318-1787. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 1-800-318-1787. That's 1-800-318-1787.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, once again, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. No problems across the Bayway. Daphne, Spanish Fort, all the way to Loxley and I-10. It's been a good ride, Daphne. Also off of Dolphin, Moffitt, Spring Hill and 65. No delays. Classic hits, cocktails, and craft beer options come alive every night at Mobile's Only Piano Bar, the Royal Street Tavern at the Battle House Hotel, with music from Alabama's own John David Anthony, co-founder of Wet Willie. It all starts tonight at 7. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 642 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Friday. We'll check back with Kane for more traffic info. Also, sports with Dalton coming up. And maybe we could talk a little rodeo, because rodeo getting cranked up over in Foley. And you were a rodeo man yourself.
Yeah, some people called me a rodeo clown. That's not why I was
at the rodeo. What'd you do?
A little bit of bull riding. It was
Listen to this band.
Junior bull riding. So they were only, 800 to 1,000 pounds. None of them monsters.
What?
I weighed 800 to 1,000 pounds. I was probably 150.
Okay, so the ratio is exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I just want to point that out. All right, 643, coming right back. Right now, we'll check headlines with Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. News out of D.C. this morning may have a big impact on thousands of Alabama residents who rely on food stamps each month. This based on the Trump administration's proposal to end the assistance. The proposal would eliminate the automatic food stamp qualification for recipients through the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families program, also known as TAMF. Under its current structure, some TAMF recipients make more than the limit to qualify for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, but are still eligible for the additional benefits. According to the Department of Human Resources data from May, the most current month available, more than 716,000 Alabama residents or 338,000 plus households right now receive food stamp benefits each month. Alabama has 15,926 TAMF recipients, with the vast majority, 13,050, being children. Altogether, 7,321 Alabama households receive TAMP, and the average monthly payment is $86.09 per recipient. Under the new Trump plan, the households would have to be eligible for at least $50 per month in benefits for at least 6 months to be eligible for food stamps. Those who receive non-financial benefits, except for those with subsidized employment, work support, or child care, would not be automatically eligible for food stamps. Under the proposal, some 3 million of the country's 36 million food stamp recipients would no longer be eligible for food stamps.
This morning, Gulf Shores police need your help. They're searching for a number of suspects who entered several businesses in Gulf Shores along Gulf Shores Parkway and used a stolen debit card fraudulently back on July 24th. There is video surveillance. It did capture several images of the suspects, but authorities need your help in identifying them. If you have information, call 251-968-9841. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. An SUV police believe was involved in a deadly hit and run was found Thursday. This morning, police are still looking for the driver. The crash happened Tuesday night on Cervantes Street near the intersection of Pace Boulevard. Police say the speeding SUV hit a man attempting to cross the street on a cane. A man is in jail this morning charged with a murder that happened this week in 8 Mile. 25-year-old DeGasian McGrew is accused of killing 21-year-old George Lavrette. Lavrette was found shot to death Monday night in a car at the corner of Hiawatha Court in Indian Springs Drive. Mobile Fire Rescue is inviting the public to check out some new equipment. The department will debut 8 new fire engines and 2 ladder trucks. You can see the new trucks at 2 o'clock this afternoon at the Berger Fire Station in Theodore. And back-to-school savings can be found in Florida beginning today until midnight Tuesday. Clothes, shoes, accessories, and school supplies are all exempt from sales tax. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Football is officially back. An All-Pro center comes out of retirement, and the Babe Ruth World Series begins right here in Mobile today. It's 6:47 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Denver Broncos beat the Atlanta Falcons 14-10 last night in the Hall of Fame game. That's the first preseason game of the 2019 NFL season. Broncos rookie Juwan Winfrey caught the game-winning touchdown pass from fellow rookie Brett Rypien with a minute and a half left to play in the game. Neither Atlanta's Matt Ryan nor Denver's Joe Flacco started or played in last night's game, but Broncos' second-round selection, Missouri quarterback Drew Locke, did get his first taste of NFL action. Locke completed 7 of 11 passes for 34 yards and rushed once for 6 yards. Next Thursday, 20 more NFL teams will take the field for their first preseason games of the season. In some NFL news from yesterday, former Carolina Panthers center Ryan Khalil retired following the 2018 season, but his retirement did not last long. Khalil's reportedly heading to the New York Jets after signing a 1-year deal for $8.4 million. Khalil is a 5-time Pro Bowl selection and a 2-time first-team All-Pro. He had retired after last season following a 12-year run with the Panthers. On the PGA Tour, Byung-Hun An and Sungjae Im each shot 8-under par 62s yesterday to share the lead after one round at the Wyndham Championship. Mackenzie Hughes, Rory Sabatini, Patrick Rogers, and Johnson Wagner are all tied for third, one stroke behind the leaders, with a group of 9 more golfers tied 2 shots behind the leaders. The Wyndham Championship is the final PGA Tour event before the FedEx Cup playoffs begin. And round 2 got started at 6 o'clock this morning. In the major leagues yesterday, the Atlanta Braves beat the Cincinnati Reds 4-1 in a game that was shortened to 7 innings because of rain. Atlanta's Freddie Freeman hit a first-inning 3-run home run that put the Braves ahead early.
Swing and a high fly ball hit deep toward left field. That ball is to the track. That ball is gone. Opposite field home run.
In the 6th inning, outfielder Adam Duvall hit a solo home run, his 5th homer in 6 games since Atlanta recalled him from the minor leagues.
And a high fly ball is hammered by Duvall. Did he do it again? He's done it again! Way out of here for Duvall!
Those calls from the Atlanta Braves network on Fox Sports Southeast. Braves starting pitcher Max Fried only allowed 1 run in 6 innings for his 12th win of the year. In other games, JT Realmuto hit a 3-run homer, and the Philadelphia Phillies beat San Francisco 10-2. St. Louis shut out Chicago 8-0 to retake a 1-game lead in the NL Central Division, and Will Smith hit a grand slam, his 2nd straight game with a homer, leading the LA Dodgers past San Diego 8-2. In the win, Dodgers pitcher Clayton Kershaw passed Sandy Koufax for the 3rd most strikeouts in Dodgers history. In the American League, Garrett Cole allowed one run in seven innings, leading Houston past Cleveland 7-1. Tampa Bay completed a three-game sweep of the Boston Red Sox with a 9-4 win. Vlad Guerrero Jr. hit two home runs, and the Toronto Blue Jays beat Baltimore 11-2. In interleague play, Miami beat Minnesota 5-4 in 12 innings. The New York Mets shut out the Chicago White Sox 4-0, and Oakland beat Milwaukee 5-3. In the minor leagues last night, the Mobile Bay Bears were shut out 6-0 by the Jackson Generals in the road series opener. Bay Bears have lost 5 in a row and 14 of their last 15 games.
Ouch!
Yeah, they're leaving us going hot straight to Huntsville up there.
There you go, Trash Pandas.
The Trash Pandas looking like trash right now. They'll try to end the streak tonight in Jackson, Tennessee. First pitch at 6:05. In the 2019 Babe Ruth Baseball 16-18 World Series, presented by Mobile Sports Authority, begins today, right here in Mobile. Most of the tournament will be played at Jacobs Field on the University of Mobile campus, but since Mobile's making history this year, one game tonight will be played at Hank Aaron Stadium. Beginning at 7 o'clock, they'll hold the opening ceremony festivities, followed by the Alabama Raw Dogs taking on China, and then a fireworks show at the Hank. This is the first time that China baseball has played a game in the state of Alabama, and the first time that China has competed in the 16-18 Babe Ruth World Series. The tournament will run through next Friday, August the 9th. For more information, visit BabeRuthWorldSeries.org. I'm wondering if we can get anywhere on the tariff talk.
That's what I was waiting. It's going to be the Raw Dogs will become the tariffs tonight or something like that for a special.
Maybe we can strike a deal right here in Mobile. That'd be really cool. 6:51, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger and a great place to catch games, especially football. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. We've got accident-free conditions still through the city. No problems as you're traveling downtown from the tunnels and across the Bayway coming in from the Eastern Shore. Once again, Saraland, Chickasaw, and Pritchard, been a good ride. Accident-free conditions continue. Family-owned Terraform Land Company can help with tree and stump removal, land clearing, and they do driveways, too. Licensed and insured, they offer free estimates. It's Terraform Land Company at 253-4077. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update brought to you by Allegri Farm Market. This week, enjoy Allegri Farm grown okra for $1.29 per pound, red, white, or black grapes, 99 cents per pound, and jumbo eggs for only 99 cents per dozen. Open 7 days a week, Allegri Farm Market in Daphne. Fresh from our farm to your table.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with scattered thunderstorms. Highs will be in the upper 80s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy again with scattered thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Across the bay this morning, authorities are working to learn more about the death of a 31-year-old man, and they need your help. The Baldwin County Sheriff's Office confirms the body of Chad William Batterson of Robertsdale was found in a wooded area June 9th off Highway 104 and McPhillips Road in Silver Hill. After investigating, the body was taken to the Alabama Department of Forensic Sciences for an autopsy, and that autopsy revealed the manner of death was suicide. Law enforcement is asking anyone who came into contact with Batterson on or before June 9th to contact them at 251-972-8589, and reminding you that you know of someone who is talking about suicide to give them the following number, 251-431-5111. That's the number to Lifeline's Family Counseling Center of Mobile. Their 1-800 number is 1-800-293-1117. On this Friday, great news for you. If you've been missing the Mellow Mushroom Restaurant, which was located in Midtown at the Loop. Now, no, they're not coming back to that location, but we now know a lease has been signed this week by a group intending to open a Mexican restaurant called Bariachi. The real estate company involved says the lease was taken out by a group of investors, with some of those investors already having a stake in other restaurants in the local area. As for the new restaurant, they're looking to open sometime around October 1st or so. Now, 4 months ago, the Mellow Mushroom Restaurant at the Loop vacated that space, and many have been wondering who or what would take up shop at that Airport Boulevard location. So get this. With a new restaurant coming soon, expect a new menu and more jobs coming our way. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 655, FM Talk 106.5, and it is Mobile Mornings on this Friday, and weekend ahead. Dr. Bill has our weekend weather scale coming up next hour. Maybe one of the things you get outside or go out and do, rodeo in Foley. What, three days of rodeo?
Yeah, it began last night and runs through tomorrow night at the Foley Horse Arena. Now, it's been a couple years since I've been down there to watch the rodeo. This is their 22nd annual event.
Wow.
And all the proceeds go to Jennifer Claire Moore Foundation, which does a lot of good work down there in Baldwin County. But a ton of cool stuff going on. You have your traditional rodeo events that ends with bull riding. Of course, mm-hmm. That's always the last event of the night. But it looks like things get started at about 6 p.m. every night with kids zone activities. They got face painting, tattoos, bouncy house, inflatable
obstacle course. Not real tattoos, is it?
No, not real tattoos. Well, I don't know. We'll have to check on that.
For the kids, five for their real. Get some real ink done.
And then tonight's the last night you can get horseback rides there at the rodeo site, courtesy of Oak Hollow Farms. They do those from 7 to 7:45, and bareback bronc riding, saddle bronc riding, bull riding, all of it. You can watch it at Foley tonight.
So you got to, like, I like both. I like bronc riding and bull riding. Mm-hmm. And I like steer wrestling too.
Yeah.
But you did bull riding.
I did a little bit of bull riding. Yeah, it was junior bull riding. It was in the.
You make it sound like it wasn't, but you were. I mean, those
I got
are 800 pounds. You did get stomped.
Yeah, I did get stomped. But you know, my testosterone, my adrenaline was running so high that I didn't even feel it when I got stepped on
until afterwards,
and I had the biggest bruise I've ever had in my life.
So 3 days of rodeo.
Yeah.
Cool stuff. Hopefully see y'all over in Foley over the weekend. 657, hour number 2 of Mobile Mornings on the way next.